Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good afternoon.
Well, you can write the Detroit Pistons at their corporate offices and address it all to Frank Jackson and just say, listen, Frank, you stole my money and I want it back. Courtesy, Frank Jackson. Like, last night was an embarrassment. The Pistons basically tried to lose. There was two men in the building who really demanded they were going to win. Isaiah Stewart and Frank effing Jackson.
Oh, good for you.
That's every time I see Frank Jackson score, I turn into Christian Bale. We had Cavs -2.5. They erase a 34-9 deficit. What a bunch of losers they are. Can somebody just force Gilbert to sell and contract that team? What an embarrassment, honestly.
Like this in the background. What the f*** is it with you?
Cut it to two, Frank Jackson personal 6-0 run. Cut it to two, miss a tech, three straight turnovers into Frank Jackson baseline drive like he's Vince Carter in 2000. It's a terrible loss, and I'm very, very sorry, guys. I feel bad about it. Let me give you a couple ideas here today. Not that I'm bitter or anything, Frank. How about the Knicks -5.5 at home against the Hornets? No rest advantage or anything like that. Hornets really, really banged up. No Gordon Hayward, no LaMelo Ball. You're probably not getting Devontae Graham tonight. They have played hard. Borrego gets them up for every game. No LaMelo as well, by the way. The Knicks, they do what they do. They guard, they grind. Randall's an all-star. 5.5 is tolerable. Kind of feel like this is a nice spot for the Knicks. They've had some elite competition of late. Hornets are anything but. 36% of the bets making up 84% of the money, courtesy Action Network. Don't mind the Knicks in the NBA. And let me give you a baseball one, and you can talk me out of this. Because I know Rico will be like, oh, no. Two of them. One is the Yankees. They've been terrible, right? Atrocious. But tonight it's Jameson Taillon versus Charlie Morton. Morton is fully cooked. I mean, can the Yankees just keep losing games? Can they keep playing like complete ass? Yankees -123 favorites feel like he got the better.
I would like for them to lose tonight, but
I know you're a Braves guy, but you got to put that aside like I put being a Yankee fan aside. Okay. Just kind of feel like this might be a little bounce-back spot. Let me throw the other one out there. And, Kenny, maybe you got some numbers here. Would you bet against the Tigers? I mean, the Pirates are ass. We all know that. But the Pirates at +110, so you're getting a little juice there. You're getting a little value. I think the Tigers are absolutely terrible. Michael Fulmer is going to go out on the bump. I don't know how much faith you got in him. Sure, his velocity's up, but I don't really respect him as some kind of factor as a starting pitcher anymore. So, I don't know, a couple things in baseball I'm looking at. I've done all right in baseball the last couple nights. The Cavs thing just really bothers me, and I can't let that go. But Knicks in the NBA, couple baseball ideas. Let's kick it around here. Kick the can around. Rico, what are you thinking?
It's not big enough.
I like the Knicks. The Hornets minus some people. Miles Bridges probably the second hottest person next to Steph, but yeah, I think the Knicks can definitely beat this Charlotte Hornets team. That 5.5, I think that's a good number. I would go with the Knicks. I would probably go with the Tigers second. The Braves and the Yankees are probably the two most unpredictable teams.
Disappointing teams.
Yeah, Braves will find a way to lose, and the Yankees just lose. So, yeah, that would be third on my choice.
Kenny, what are you thinking, buddy?
I'm looking at the NBA here, and I really like the Knicks tonight. They're really good against the spread recently. The Yankees have sucked, so I just presume stay away from
them. How about
we
take it easy on my Yankees? Can we do that, please?
We put them on the list.
They're on our list. No, and the Tigers are actually 5-0 in the last five as favorites, so I don't know what to do with that game. I assume we'll avoid that one as well.
Hey, man, they're ideas. They're not plays. Here's what I'd like from you. Did you hit your NHL bet last night?
Sure did.
Yeah, I know you did. You know what I didn't do? I saw it live over under of 5, and I didn't touch it because it was tied.
You got to touch it there.
It was tied at 1. I was just like, eh. Why don't you throw us an NHL total here? Can you do that?
Yeah, sure. I got a couple that I was looking at for today. The Blue Jackets and the Florida Panthers. The Blue Jackets are 7-2 in their last 9 as far as overs are concerned. So I like that one. That one's a pretty good one.
But it's only 5.5, too.
That's just 5.5's low. I like 5.5, so I like 6s. I don't usually go higher than 6, though.
You can put it on the board. Yes!
I think I'm sticking with the Knicks. But boy, man, that just looks like a trap, doesn't it? 5.5?
It does.
Every hockey game is at 5.5.
And Kenny just won't touch a side. He won't just pick a team.
But you know what?
As he keeps
walking in here in his mink coat, but you know I win. I win money.
Well, it's not just because I'm picking the right overs. It's because I'm avoiding the wrong ones. There's ones that I wouldn't touch in a million years, like Ducks Kings.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Here's another one, too. And I had this stat was really, really interesting, and I want to dial this up for you guys, right? Kenny, you love your totals. So you know Rich Hill, who's like 1,000 years old now? The pitcher?
No.
Rich Hill? No, you don't. Okay, tremendous. Well, Rich Hill overs. So when Rich Hill pitches, overs. This is courtesy Action Network. In his last 53 starts against the spread, betting the over in a Rich Hill game is 34-16-3.
34-16-3.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Rich Hill pitches for the Rays.
So you got us watching
in Kansas City.
In Kansas City tonight.
The over-under is 8. If you like a trend, if you just say, hey, 34-16-3, blind betting the over. Over 8, Tampa and Kansas City, if you want to get frisky. That's courtesy Action Network. You do what you want with that, guys. I'm just trying to bring information to the table, kind of like the Knicks, kind of like that over stat. I can't go with Columbus and Florida in the NHL. I think Kenny's irresponsible, but he's also hot as a firecracker, too.
Yeah, so far, he's been nailing them. We've been missing them.
Ah, will you please? I couldn't keep up the NBA run I was on. That was it. Come on, man.
And this is going to come to an end, by the way, guys. I can't go this hot
forever.
Yes,
it is. You know what? Yes, it is.
You can't drink from the second shelf forever.
Steph Curry stays hot, Mike. Why can't you?
Well, guess what? He was great Saturday night, but he wasn't good enough to beat me. He was awesome last night, though. Oh, my God. That's on the board.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.